This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. For the fella that has been on my mind a lot lately, and I don't know why, but we've decided to sort of do something that we used to do here in countdown-related items. The folks at Talkers Magazine give us these charts every week. And they are the top stories, the top people. And around the country, as they listen to radio programs, radio stations, one of the guys they listen to with regularity is a fellow who's been hosting a program on WDEL for a long time, down in Wilmington. When I say Wilmington, I don't mean North Carolina. I mean Wilmington, Delaware. WDEL, great radio station. And one of the best radio talk producers, programmers, and performers, guy I've had a lot of respect for a long time, and we were just trying to figure out when we first started kibitzing here. His name is Rick Jensen, hosts the program every day at WDEL in Wilmington. It has been a long time since I have spoken to you, been a long time since we've been on the air together. How are you?
I am humbled, honored, and really intimidated. You are, you're just so great at this business. So many of us look up to you, or look sideways, depending upon where we are. And, I just can't even believe you gave me a call you today and said, let's do this. And I thought,
how long has it been since we, when did we do this? Do you remember even the last time? Cause part of the, we've been doing the countdown with Michael Harrison. The countdown's been in existence for 25, 26 years, as long as Talkers Magazine has been around. And we used to have conventions and things, and I think that's where you and I first met. Years, though, have gone by, and I don't remember, frankly, when we first did it, but I know when we used to do, there were a stable of a dozen guys or so that we had, and I say guys because we didn't have women, we progressed over the years, and there are some really good people, no matter whether men or women, doing this that have been around for a long time. And so I had a dozen or so people that I would call on all the time, and you were one of them because your voice is so solid, your opinions are strong, and you have lasted that. How the hell long have you been on WDEL? You've been there for a long
18
time.
18 years. And 18. And you and I, the last time you and I got together is, I don't know exactly, was 6 years, 3 months,
has
and 48
years?
Minutes ago. Yeah. We had a great time. And I just want you to know that you were very influential in me and my life. Many, many years ago, you looked at me right in the eye, Doug, and you said, you know, Jensen, you're not really a conservative. I said, what do you mean? Because, you know, my beliefs were aligning with that which was considered a conservative time. And I really went through a period of some self-examination and thought, you know what? I think you're right. I think a lot of my beliefs are indeed what one would consider to be a classical liberal, libertarian on the conservative side, right around in there.
And it wasn't just me that was having that conversation with you. It was Gene Burns. And whether you're, I have forgotten about that, but now it's coming back into my mind. Gene Burns, one of the great libertarian voices on the radio in this country ever.
Yes.
He was on, and he had some great radio jobs at great radio stations in Boston at RKO, New York, WOR, KSFO, and KGO in San Francisco. One of the true great libertarians in an era when it wasn't really, you didn't have to have a handle. People could tell by listening to you where you came from. You don't have to say, I'm a conservative or I'm a liberal. It is. It's such foolishness. And we've let ourselves, the people who have been doing this for a long time, I don't even like to do politics on the air anymore, at least on the Monday through Friday DJV show that I do, because it goes no place. People get angry. We get stuck. And so I wonder, all of that having been said, over the years, you have maintained a very stable, as a matter of fact, you beat Rush Limbaugh at the game in your local market of WDEL.
Well, in Delaware, yes, in South Jersey, yeah. Northern Maryland, thank you, yes, yeah.
Well, but well, that's
become, because you,
there's
you,
something
look, you
that
do this.
We don't need to be. I don't think we need to be doing what we are doing. But anyway, go ahead. What would you start to say?
You be yourself. You have to be. When you're on the air, you want to be the best you that you truly are, and you have to be honest.
Yeah.
If you're not honest about who you are and what you believe about something, listeners are smart. They'll hear it.
That's right.
They'll figure it out. They'll say, you know what? This person is a phony. I've got no business listening to them. I really do live on the libertarian side of the Republican Party. Many of my beliefs are conservative, small government. Get out of my life. Get out of the bedroom. Get out of the boardroom. That sort
right.
of thing.
Yeah.
And when you listen to people, when you actually open up the phone lines and listen to people who disagree with you, then you have a conversation as opposed to, and I'm not going to say any names here,
but if you just want to yell at somebody and call them a name and call them an idiot and do something like that.
Well, that's not really building any kind of
no,
conversation.
No, it's not. It's no fun. Whoever, I just, you know, I've been doing this and you've been doing this for a long time, and it isn't like we've worn out our welcome. And in fact, I think that our track record speaks for itself in the fact that we are around still and people find of all ages. Yeah, I've been, frankly, because of my association with the three younger women who are on the air with me Monday through Friday, it brings you into a different focus because things don't stay the same. And if we allow ourselves to let what we do on the air sound the same as it did 10 years ago, 20 years ago, we're dead. Man,
oh, sure.
Limo doesn't sound the same now that he did when he first got started. Nobody does that's successful. You got to go, flow, move. Anyway, would you start to say?
Well, you know, my request is for you, the listener, for you folks who are listening to Doug Stephan and, you know, the weekly talk radio countdown.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, Rick Jensen. I want to give you credit because people don't know your voice.
Fearless. Well, thank you. But I say be fearless and call in and share your opinion, because there are talk show hosts who are truly committed to engaging in the conversation and trying to make our world a decent place.
Yeah, right. All right. So Rick Jensen here. I'm going to go through the top stories, the top people, according to Talkers Magazine. We'll get Rick's point of view, some of the things that he is discussing with his listeners on his radio station, a way that we've had success in going through the list of the stories on the Talk Radio Review. Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington. Here's something that will help you through the holidays. This is something, I've been gone for a couple of weeks, Rick, and one of the things I was chuckling to myself about what I missed, I wanted to be able to tell people the story of Omaha Steaks right straight, right down the middle. And this is the most fabulous deal I think I've talked about in a long time. This is a special Christmas deal for those of you who like steak, for those of you who like meat, for those of you who know the brand Omaha Steaks. They've been around for a long time. Yeah. There's a family gift package, compliments of me and Omaha Steaks. The delivery dates are now, well, I don't know where you can. The thing to do, never mind dates, just get on the horn. Go to Omaha Steaks. You don't have to get on a horn. Just go to the website, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code DJV and get there's a nice blending of things. They have been famous for a long time for their steaks. They have pork chops. They have fried steak, burgers, sausages, meatballs, potatoes au gratin. They're all put together in a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous package that's worth $149. You pay $149, no. You pay $100, no. You pay $79, no. Originally, I think it was maybe even carry $199 or $195. Now you pay $49.99 between now and Christmas for this fabulous combination, a great gift that families all across America have loved for over 100 years. Omaha Steaks puts it together. You can only get it with a promo code DJV. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. $49.99 for what you would normally pay $195 for. Omaha Steaks. Check it all out at omahasteaks.com. Promo code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42, and never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
The Top Radio Countdown.
All right, this is sort of a deliberative process. The stories from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen, Rick Jensen here on the Talk Radio Review. Let me go through the top 10, and then we'll pick apart a few of them, Rick, and see where your listeners are coming from and why it is that they're either turned on or turned off by some of these things. At number 10 on the countdown from Talkers Magazine, a lot of focus on college football playoffs, getting close to the end of the season in the NFL. So Sports Talk Radio at number 10. How much do you talk about sports on your program on DEL?
We do, but not as much as, say, a sports talk station yeah. will. It's for us, it's, man, it's all about the Eagles. Right now, it's the Eagles, Eagles, Eagles. The Sixers, you know,
do you have a sports talk station in Wilmington?
Is there not that I know of.
No,
not that I know of. If,
and you don't.
If we do, yeah. They're invisible.
Number 9 on the countdown, Les Moonves has come back into the surface, the former head of CBS. It looks like he was trying to line himself up for a $120 million payout, not so fast. That's the way it looks to me anyway, as I look at this from afar. Number 8, the continuing focus on England getting out of the European Union, that's called Brexit. The tension between Russia and the Ukraine and what that did for the G20 is number 7. The continuing focus on the murder of this guy Khashoggi, number 6. A lot of can. There's plenty of worms in that can. Number 5, the trade war with China. Number 4, what went on in the financial markets this week as a result. It was kind of a seesaw up and down, inside, outside. A lot of influences, several influences, including the Chinese guy that got picked up in Canada. I thought that was an interesting story. We'll talk about that. Migrants at the border, number 3. The continuing focus on Trump and Russia, not to do about nothing as far as I'm concerned. And number 1, the passing of George H.W. Bush. People list, Les Moonves is 10, Theresa May is 9, Vladimir Putin is 8, Mohammed bin Salman and Khashoggi put together at 7. The fellow that runs China is number 6. I'm not going to even bother to try to figure out to pronounce the name. I always pronounce it wrong anyway. Michael Cohen and Paul Manafort, number 5. Mueller and Flynn at 4, sounds like a law office. The Obamas, the Clintons, and George W. Bush because of the funeral. 3, Trump 2, and George H. W. Bush number 1. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Our weekly sojourn into the work done by Talkers Magazine, one of the stations that surveys WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, and the best host there, although I don't want to say that too loudly because I don't want the rest of the people on the station when they hear this to think that I'm favoring Rick Jensen, but I guess
well,
I am.
Well, you are.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are, because we've known each other for years, and, yeah. You know, friends will do that. Yes, sir.
All right. So in terms of your audience and what I asked you a little bit about sports just because there's a reference to the what's going on in the NFL. We get into those things from time to time. But of all of the things that I went through, tell me which one in your mind and in the mind of the listeners to your program on WDEL is number one. You know, I went through Brexit and Russia and the Khashoggi thing and all this other stuff. Was it the obvious thing of the passing of Bush?
Actually, 48% of our registered voters in Delaware are Democrats. I'm not. So yeah. I get a lot of phone calls about Trump. Trump bad. Here's the worst thing he did today. Here's blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. And the Trump-Russia investigation, so many people here are really hoping for the equivalent of the blue dress. It's not even about Russia and collusion. Just like when Clinton was impeached, it was for perjury, about lying, about sex, had nothing to do with Whitewater. They failed to convict. And I do believe, honest, and I would love to get your take on this, Doug, I truly do believe that this is the never-ending story. Sometimes I play that music when I talk about this. So it's a never-ending story because no matter who is elected in the next election, if it's a Democrat, the Republicans will then have a partisan investigation to try to hamstring that president, just as I believe this investigation really is all about trying to hamstring Trump, whether you like him or not. And, Doug, here's what I want to know from you. Do you also feel like it looks like this investigation is going towards the kids?
Well, I think now that Mueller can't go anyplace else, so he's got to go toward Ivanka's husband, maybe Donald Jr. They may not have been as mature as they might want to have been, let's say, in using their father's name or the family name and kind of muscling around. Well, what I think is the most interesting thing, you know, I've been gone on a trip for about 10 days, so I purposely back myself away from a lot of the stuff that we talk about all the time. And I don't even like talking about this on the air very much. I do talk about it sometimes with my friends, but they know how far they can't push me in conversations about Trump. I admit to not having voted for Trump. No bad deal. There's something about his being that I find not repulsive. I just don't find it to be comfortable. I think that we needed to be. When Obama went too far one way, and now you get Trump on the other side. And I haven't voted. The last Republican I voted for with enthusiasm was the guy who died this week. I thought George H.W. Bush was really quite a good president, even though I didn't vote for him the second time around for the same reason nobody else did, because of the no new taxes thing. In terms of your question, it's much ado about nothing. It's a waste of hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money. They're not going to find anything. It's rolling down. They can maybe find some stuff that's embarrassing. The $50 million offer to Putin to have a palace on top of the Trump Tower so that everybody else in Russia would spend a lot of money to buy into that building. You know, okay. That's the way
business is. When we come back, I'd really like to disagree with you about something when we come back, Doug.
Okay. You have to wait. You have to hold your breath,
right,
though, under the circumstances. He knows. The good radio guys know that it's 28 past the hour, and we'll pause for a few moments. But this conversation will continue. This is the Talk Radio Review. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL. Say it again, Doug. There it is. WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. I'm Doug Steffen.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Former FBI Director James Comey is weighing in on President Trump's pick for Attorney General. Following questioning from Republican lawmakers on Capitol Hill, Comey says he knows and respects William Barr.
Bill Barr is a talented person who was a good Attorney General the first time. I liked him very much then. I think he'll serve the Justice Department well.
Barr is a former Attorney General under George H.W. Bush. President Trump also nominates former Fox News anchor and current State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert as ambassador to the United Nations. President Trump fires back Friday at former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, calling him dumb as a rock, after the ex-diplomat claimed he always had to remind the president some of his plans would violate the law. In a rare public appearance, Tillerson sat down with former CBS News journalist Bob Schiffer during a fundraiser that, according to the Houston Chronicle, Trump fired back on Twitter, saying Tillerson didn't have the mental capacity needed as the nation's top diplomat. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen here with Rick Jensen, who is the midday host at WDEL, great talk radio program in Wilmington, the great talk radio station that covers Delaware and New Jersey and Pennsylvania. You have a big audience. It's funny. It's interesting. We have a few friends that work at some of the stations that are in Philadelphia, and I was thinking of one in particular, very Italian, but actually quite a good guy. But the impact that people like you have, this is, and I don't want to get too much in the weeds on the radio side of things, the technical side, but the signal of some of these stations that are in a particular market that they then bleed into another market. You have a huge potential audience there in Wilmington. And I wonder how often as you, I've sort of gotten away from taking phone calls on the air because I found over the years, Rick, that the quality has gone down, frankly. I don't mean that to sound like an elitist. I just find one of the things that has intrigued all of us who've done this for a long time is the ability to learn from our listeners. And I find that hard to do these days because everything is about politics, and this guy is bad because he's a Democrat or he's good because he's a Republican, which is nonsense. And that's not the way we've grown up. This is, the forum here is for ideas. We're not, I'm not anyway, I don't think it's my job to prevail on you or to convince you that you ought to think the way that I do. I think that's death. Frankly, what do you
I appreciate that. And sometimes we have a problem with the cell phone quality and such. For example, I have some very liberal listeners, and I appreciate that. I really do. The guy called in and says, raging about Trump and Trump's behavior, to which I responded, well, sure. And he talked about the Russians and Putin. And I asked, and I asked him, is your opinion tempered at all by the fact that Trump has installed some of the toughest sanctions on Russia in the past year? And he kind of went quiet for a second and said, well, you know, I really haven't thought about it that way. People like to vent. They want to get it off their chest.
They do.
We allow that, and then we can have a more substantive conversation about things. But you're right. When it comes to politics, it's us versus them. The Internet has not created bridges. The Internet has created silos. And if you're not part of that team, you'll get kicked out of there, whether it's the Huffington Post or Breitbart or whatever. But, Doug, before the break, you said the Mueller investigation is a waste of time. It's not going to amount to anything. It's much ado about nothing, and nothing's going to come of it. And I disagree, because politically, if they can compel Trump to choose not to run because his kids are under investigation, or if they can damage him in any way politically, I believe that's the goal, man. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think that's the goal. And
well,
I think to them,
somebody,
it's worth millions of dollars.
It may be, if you were talking with somebody who is quote-unquote normal or somewhat normal, Donald Trump is not normal. He doesn't look at things the way you do, the way I do. He isn't affected by the proximity, at least outwardly so. I don't think, and I'm not, people say he doesn't have a conscience. I don't think that's the case. But I think that he's the Teflon or the Gardal seal or whatever you want to use to sort of come up with a picture of how he sort of isolates himself and or insulates himself from public opinion. And I think that even goes, and we don't know that. You know, we can only conjecture here. But I don't even know that that would keep him from running. I think the guy is so twisted, and I use that in a word kind of in a different way. I don't mean twisted mentally, or but emotionally, whatever. However he's been able to train himself, or his father trained him, to, in the world of business, be immune from criticism, I don't think the guy gives a damn what people say about him. I think he's a psychotic. I think that he doesn't have I think he's bipolar. I think there are all kinds of things that are wrong with him, if you want to use the term wrong. Makes him different, makes him unusual, makes him great conversation. Is he going to change or about to change? Nah. There's something missing, according to those who want to somehow or other evaluate him. What I find the most telling, frankly, and I don't want to consume the conversation with this, but I find the fact that his wife sort of plays the role that she does. She's not really been, a lot of people haven't paid a lot of attention to her. She's sort of coming out of her shell now by her own choice. She apparently is not that influenced by him one way or another. And whether people can say, well, it's because of the power and the money and blah, blah, blah. You don't know that. You don't know anything about anybody.
She's her own person.
Yeah. I don't think so. And I think that tells you something about the whole scenario, frankly.
So if I can reveal something about you, you were out of the country for a good couple of weeks, right?
Yes.
You were in another country. Do we want to say where that was?
I was in Peru.
I've heard it's beautiful. Have you been before?
Yes. No. Never been to South America before. And you know how much you've been following me for a long time. You know how much I've traveled around the country and around the world. But I've never been to South America.
When you were there, you meet people, you're gregarious, you strike up conversations. When they say, oh, okay, Doug, you're an American, what is it they want to talk with you about when it comes to America?
You know, I would say it, I'm going to answer the question in a somewhat circulatory fashion. I have done these trips now for the past 3 years. I went to England for a sort of spiritual retreat 3 years ago. Last year I went to Italy for the same sort of thing, and that's why I went to Peru, to go to all the places that people go to get sort of spiritually revived. Last year in Italy, conversation all about Trump. The year before that, it was the election. Are you going to vote for Trump was the question in England. I did not have one conversation with anybody other than the driver, and it wasn't much of a conversation. They don't seem to be that interested, only from the point of view of the immigration discussion and the fact that in South America there is such a need for workers, and the question comes, how is it that all these people have walked up from Central America to go to Mexico to come into our country? Why the hell didn't they go south? Because they would have found work. It may not be that they're going to get paid as much as they might be paid in America. They're not sure of that. But there are for sure jobs in most every of the progressive countries. And Peru is not really that progressive. Pretty poor country. But Bolivia and Argentina and Colombia and Brazil, they don't have enough people to do the work. So why are all these people coming to America to a questionable future, even if they may be able to make a little more money if they are fortunate enough to get work? But down there, they could all have work. And nobody talks about that.
It's hope and belief.
Nobody knows
it's hope and belief. I spoke with a missionary who's in Honduras, and she said there are gangs, there's violence, we have a corrupt government.
Horrible.
People are being brutalized. So they see the shining star of America, and they say, I'm going to take the chance. We're going to do that because it, you know, the streets are lined with gold and all that. They actually believe this. And sadly, they'll give their life savings and even commit themselves to more drudgery to send their kids with a coyote up to the border. And that brings us, I think, to your number three story, migrants at the border. Yes. There's something we're missing there, Doug, is humanity. And even though, yes, it might be that 10% of them are criminals, 50% of them are actually men, not the women and children. Well, there are women and children. There is a story of humanity here. And I've often thought that even though there's likely no real direct way that this country has ever turned swords into plowshares, for the love of God, we've got this wasted F-35. We're talking $1 trillion or more. Don't need it. Doesn't work. Hashtag epic fail. Couldn't we have, and maybe this is a pipe dream, but couldn't we have an Ellis Island style immigration at the border, at the southwest border of our country, where, not unlike my grandfather who came from Denmark, you have partnerships with business where they learn the language, they learn a skill, and then off they go into freedom of the United States of America. Doug, you've talked about this. You've talked with people about this over the years. Is that something that's just never going to happen, or do you think it makes sense?
The news media gets in the way of anything that's like this, frankly. The common sense part of our reality is diminished somewhat by various supposed news organizations. I say supposed because it's not the news. It's all pejorative. It's all opinion. This medium that you and I have been on for a long time was aimed at telling stories and having people come up with ideas and opinions and experiences. But we've turned that into an art form now, more with television, but in print, if there's anything around, I mean, the excuse for print now is what's online. You look at some of this stuff, I get nauseous when I look at the Huffington Post, for example. Do I get things out of it? Yeah, I'm informed as to some things, but there's that. You talked about Breitbart before, the sort of things that aren't really, I mean, what has become of Fox and what's become of MSNBC and CNN? There's no more. You and I grew up on, the facts, not what the truth is. This is the truth. Your truth and my truth may be different, but a fact is indisputable. This is what happened. And then you got to bring all these blowhards in. This is what I think that means. How the hell do you know what that means? You're on that guy's
head.
We're
the blowhards. This is talk radio. We are the opinion page of the paper, basically. We're the blowhards. You got the reporters, and you got the blowhards. Whatever it is.
Instead of Breitbart, it should be blowhard. It's blowhard instead of Breitbart,
Which,
all right, 45 past the hour. Yes.
Go ahead. Also brings to mind what you have as the number one topic for this week. President George H.W. Bush dies, and it ties right into what you're talking about, whether it's Peter Baker at the New York Times or others. Let's remind people that George H.W. Bush did not design, pay for, endorse, and nor did his campaign have anything to do with the Willie Horton ad.
They say
he did. Sure, Lee Atwater, advisor, there's a PAC, there are people who support him did that. And when I read that, Bush made Willie Horton an issue in 1980, for the New York Times, I think...
He didn't even know who Willie Horton was. He didn't have a slight idea
of
Willie Horton. No. I got to do a couple of things, and then we'll wrap this up. Rick Jensen from WDEL, great talk radio station, Wilmington, Delaware. Talkers Magazine is the focus, always need to go through the top 10 stories. I don't know that we do. Sometimes we get off on a few tangents here and there as we're talking during these hours of the countdown. So as an official reminder, number 10 on the stories this week, according to Talkers, Sports Talk Radio, the college playoffs getting close to the end of the season for the NFL, all that hoopla. At number 9, the Les Moonves CBS case. Number 8, what are we doing about Brexit, or what are they doing about it? A situation the Russians back at with the Ukrainians, number 7. A continuing investigation of the Khashoggi murder and the impact of that. The Chinese trade war and what's going on in the financial markets tied for number 5 and number 4. Migrants massing at the border. All these people coming up from Central America, that's number 3. The Trump-Russia investigation, Mr. Mueller et al., number 2. And the passing of 94-year-old George H.W. Bush, number 1 this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the holiday season, guys. Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Are you losing sleep over finding the perfect gift for those special people in your life? Well, we have the answer for you. My Pillow is the ultimate stocking stuffer and the perfect gift. How often do you hear your friends and family complain about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way they sleep forever with My Pillow. My Pillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And they come with a 10-year warranty, so you have nothing to lose. For a limited time, get 4 MyPillows. That's right, 4 MyPillows for half the price. You get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. But wait, there's more just for our DJV Show listeners. They're extending their money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get this offer. That's promo code DJV right now at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, safe, natural. So let's talk about the other benefits of using Calotren besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. You know, I've heard people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. That collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most. You know, we also like to tell customers, too, when you're talking about for the weight loss, this is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're talking about losing the weight the right way, which even doctors will tell you, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's healthy weight loss where you can maintain it, where you can keep it off even after you get off this product. That's what you're looking for with Calotren. You know, this is healthy weight loss.
Available at toploss.com. 10% off. If you use the DJV code, plus if you're buying more than 3 bottles, you get the 4th one free. Toploss.com using the code DJV.
The Top Radio Countdown.
People list from Talkers Magazine for this past week. At number 10, Les Moonves, former head of CBS. At number 9, Theresa May, Prime Minister of England. Vladimir Putin is at number 8. The fellows involved, the Khashoggi case, and who was responsible from the prince's side of the street at number 7. Xing Jinping in the number 6 position. Number 5, Michael Cohen and Paul Manafort tied for that position. Mueller and Flynn, sounds like a law firm. Maybe they could get together after all this is over. At number 4, all of the people who spoke, like the Obamas, the Clintons, the Bushes at the funeral of George H.W. Bush, number 3. Donald Trump is number 2. And the aforementioned President Bush passing away this past week at the age of 94. He's the most talked about person this past week, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. I want to make sure that I have time to thank Rick Jensen, WDL. We'll have to do this again. I like having you here, frankly. One of the things you did for me in this hour was help me pronounce the leader of China's name. I don't know why I have a block.
like a poodle, Xi Xi. It's yeah. Xi Jinping.
Xi Jinping. Yeah. I have to remember that.
Here's Xi Jinping.
All right, we got 60 seconds or less here. What do you think will be the ramifications of this Meng getting arrested in Canada? But it was, where's that going to take us?
I just hate to see that being used by large investors as an excuse for driving down the markets. I suspect, now I'm not an expert, but I read experts, I suspect that you have a lot of big-time investors who are looking to take profits. They're taking profits. I think that's an excuse. But when you look at the Treasury going up significantly, like, you know, over 3% or so, that's likely having a real impact in that. So yeah. The other part I find annoying.
Down with the Fed. Maybe make that a cause celeb. Let's do this again. Refreshing to have you back and to have a chat with you. Thank you, Rick. Rick Jensen, a midday host of WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now at 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time. Doug with Victoria Keenan, who's our expert when it comes to trying to synthesize the top five stories of the week from the world of technology. Let's go from number five to number one, as we usually do, Victoria. Starting at number five, I must say I have not stayed up with a lot of this stuff, so why don't you, this is DirecTV and Hulu, the focus here. How are you going to put them together?
Well, as video viewing behavior becomes more about on-demand streaming than, you know, watching live TV or cable, a lot of companies are figuring out how to make money on that. And so DirecTV and Hulu are being pretty transparent about it, and users are not liking this, but they say that they are going to now have a new type of ad that runs when you pause a video. So if you're watching a TV show, if you're streaming a movie or whatever, and if you hit pause, you're going to be forced to sit through an ad in order to start your show back up again. It's pretty sneaky. Yeah, so Hulu calls this a pause ad. They'll be introducing it next year sometime. They haven't announced a date. AT&T, which owns DirecTV, they want to make some more money, and so they're going to do the same thing. Netflix so far has not said that they're going to do this. They may wait and see how it goes with DirecTV and Hulu, but hopefully it doesn't happen with Netflix. But this is the new way to make money when you are streaming. And even if you're a premium customer on Hulu, apparently, you will still be forced to sit through the ad.
Number four on our countdown of the hot technology stories of the week, a focus on AT&T.
Yes, AT&T says they will no longer offer prorated credits if you cancel a service with them before the end of your billing period. Now, this change goes into effect on January 14th of 2019. It applies to DirecTV, UVerse TV, AT&T phone service, AT&T internet, and fixed wireless internet accounts. So now, unfortunately, no matter when you cancel, you'll be charged for the full month. However, they say you can still use the service until the end of the billing period. As it is right now, if you want to cancel something, I would recommend doing it before January 14th, and then you will get some prorated credits for the rest of your billing cycle.
Number three in the top five, Apple and their music service coming to Echo devices. I don't think there's any surprise here, do you?
Well, Apple typically has been very insular, and they have not let their products cross over with anybody else. However, they're learning that it's probably a wise move to let Apple Music stream on Alexa speakers and Echo smart speakers, because that's the largest smart speaker platform in the world. So right now, if you have an Amazon Echo smart speaker, you can listen to Spotify, Pandora, iHeart, and TuneIn. So Apple Music, starting December 17th, you can also listen to it then.
Really? Number two, Tom Cruise in a new public service announcement. I don't know what motion smoothing is on television. What is that?
Okay, well, here's the thing. Most people don't know what it is. That's why Tom Cruise, who was wearing, in this video, he was actually wearing his Top Gun costume as Maverick, because he's in the middle of filming the new Top Gun movie. He and the director of Mission Impossible Fallout, his name is Christopher McQuarrie, they appeared together for this PSA. And so motion smoothing is, if you have a flat screen TV, pretty much every TV comes built with that system. And what it does, if you're watching, the best way to describe it, if you're watching a football game, and I don't know if you've ever noticed this, Doug, I know you don't watch a lot of sports, but if you're watching a football game and you see the ball get kicked for like a field goal, when as the camera pans and follows the ball, the audience, the people in the stadium, are very blurry. And so what motion smoothing does, it smooths that out so that there's no delay in the way in the action. And so it's motion smoothing is basically designed for sports viewing. However, the downside, it makes everything else that you watch look worse. So movie directors and actors are now joining this movement saying you've got to turn off the motion smoothing on your TV because it's making your movie look like it has a soap opera effect, like it's kind of cloudy and halo, and it's not as clear as directors and actors want it to be. So the big thing with this PSA is you can Google how to turn off the motion smoothing on whatever brand TV you have. It's pretty easy, and you can just go through the settings and do it. But I just did it recently after seeing this Tom Cruise thing. And it makes a big difference on the screen. Huge difference.
Number one, this is a big story, and the ripple effect where I was, even in South America, Marriott, the massive data breach. Wow, what a 500 million guests.
Yep, and so that some combination of mailing addresses, names, phone numbers, emails, passport numbers, credit card information, lots of that stuff has been stolen. And so Marriott has offered a free web watcher to help protect against identity fraud, and they have a separate dedicated website and call center. So if you have stayed at a Marriott, then definitely give them a call.
All right, there it is. A list of the top five items from the world of technology that were important this week for us to go over. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.